I told that bitch, don't send me no titty pics, cause your motherfucking nipples are hairy.
Brother.
This is a certified hood classic.
Listen, y'all know what time it is. Sucio boys are back in the building, rocking in here too, a little bop. You know what I'm saying? Hey, listen, rocking. Calm down, bro. You wildin', cuz. You know what I'm saying? Episode, shit, I think this is 136 of the Sucio Boys podcast. We in this bitch. My allergies are killing me right now. Look like a puffer fish out on Make-A-Wish, you know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Tommy, if you could, like I said, shut the fuck up, Tommy. Shut the fuck up. Thanks. Appreciate you, bruv. In the red corner, we have a man, blessed by God, the richest nigga in the South by Southwest, always dressing in Sunday's best, saying all the wild shit with his whole motherfucking chest. Ladies and gentlemen, it's him, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Sloan Kettering. Sir, how are you and how do you do? Oh, you muted. Look, you know, you doing things.
My bad. You know, I do better than most people. Oh. You know what I'm saying? My wife don't like when I call them brokies, so I gotta call them you normal people.
Normies.
You normies. I'm. You know, some days I'm up a lot. Some days I'm up a little, but most days. I'm doing better than you. You know, it's the big homie Sloan Kettering. Scott Addy's favorite, aka Lord of the Sugarfoots.
Claude Hemmers.
Petasaurus Rex, the most dangerous of the Petasaurus. The Great Value, Zach Fox. Oh, my face itch. Hold on. The High Chief Petty Maivia, you know, Trody Rhodes, Dean Treleenko, the African American Nightmare, Troman Reigns, Dick Flair, Nicolas Cage, what's the Cream Team, you know, Zach LaCream, who else? Child Support's number one Evader. I got two new ones too. The professional feather ruffler and Dramanic Mysterio. That's a play on Dominic Mysterio.
Love that one.
You know, there's some other ones in there I'm forgetting. Dab Judah, Dab Jetson, Why Smoke Like a Flintstone, you can come smoke like a Jetson. You know, yeah. We'll work out the new ones. you know, you can call me Latrell Smokewell if I have a Dr. Diver product in my hand like I do now, because the shit be choking me. Yeah, motherfucker, it's Mr. L1R1XO, and I'm about that jam. If you play Madden with Vic on the cover, my people, you already understand.
Touchdown! Mm-hmm.
And I'm always trying to score.
Guess what, bitch?
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Mm-hmm. All right, then, cousin, welcome in. Ladies and gentlemen, over in the blue corner, if I can get your attention over there, we have a nigga who is so fly. He is the flyest nigga in the room, even when he is not in the room. Him and Doc Brown always shut shit down when they driving around town. They be in the DeLorean because that's what they go exploring in. Listen, he'll be riding around town on a hoverboard sometimes, using a pen like a sword, jumping back and forth in between time so he can drop a rhyme on your auntie. You know what I'm saying? Cousins will be incoming in a couple weeks. Summer cousins. I don't know when they're going to be birthed, but you do the math. Okay? Listen, without further ado, it's a man that will always hover higher than you. Mr. Marty McFlyer than you. Sir, how do you do?
Gang, you know what I'm saying? Let's get right into this. Your boy, Marty McFlyer than you, as my brother said, a.k.a. Marty Next Door, a.k.a. Elvis Freshman. Tragic Johnson.
Tragic.
Black Sajak. Swear away Jetson. Get away from my door. I don't want to hear about your Lord and Savior. I'm busy playing 2K. AKA Yerv Gotti.
Yerv. Yerv.
You know what I mean? Ooh, Springsteen. Skirt angle. Boom.
Man in the corner. Who is he?
I see what he's about to be on. Dangerous folk they are. Oh my God.
Painting happy trees. Watch your eye. It's your boy, Throb Ross. You know what I'm saying? Flex Luthor, Trill Scott, Screw Evandross, Fetty Murphy. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Rolling up some of that Green Goblin, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy Peter Sparker. Also, with the Dr. Dapper product, you know, we might have to use the Force to light up some of that Yoda. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy Flygon Jin. The United Universal Multi-Dimensional Low-Key Kingston Cruiserweight Champion. I'm withdrawing myself from the draft. Leave me alone. I go where I want. Hey, Optimus Grind.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? AKA Jimi Hendrix, Lil Uzi Vert, Afkasi Poppy, Talofa Shihu. You know what I'm saying?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I present to you the Black Kona.
Am I the meanest?
Showing up.
Am I the prettiest?
Showing up.
Am I the baddest mofo no down around this time?
Showing up.
But who am I?
Showing up.
Who am I?
Showing up.
I can't hear you.
Showing up.
Shogun.
That's right. Ahun the Shogun in the building with Gangnam. You already know what I'm saying. Listen, the curator of Convo is here. Have no fear. One Punch Man would stand next to you in a liquor stand. He's outside for the 99 2000. You already understand. I was bagging aunties on accident. I apologize in advance. Sorry. So not sorry. You know what I'm saying? Listen, Pablo Baldini slide tackling niggas into the fourth row. Listen, sir, I got all ball. Don't even need to make a call. Listen, I'm in the opponent's 18, dropping bombs from outside. Listen, upper 90 is where I like to place them. That's where I like to put them bitches. Double entendre. Don't ask me how. It's Master Bruce with the Bubble Goose. Dirt Reynolds. Hotep Hibachi Chef. Petty Gordo. Flex Luger, listen, the Shogun Swashbuckler, Captain Jack Spano hosts. Big Wang Theories in the building, Roberto Bugio, the Drokage of the Hidden Key, Spacely Sparkit, it's Petty Pie May, Yurt McGirt, and the reigning 333 time intergalactic planetary champion of all things petty. So petty, I stole a nigga's theme song. because I couldn't find him. It's your boy, Petty Guerrero. DJ, hit the drop. All right then, fellas, listen in. Where shall we begin? Before we get into the topics at hand, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the sponsors in advance. You know what I'm saying? Dr. Dabber, shout out to you. 710 Labs, Grogaine Inc., Luke Belair Champagne. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Are we missing in-play dogs? And I think we have Sexual Chocolate Factory. Yes, that is it. Obviously, yeah, I said Luke Belair Champagne. But you know, obviously, I'm on the products that we have been administered. Shout out to y'all. They work very well. Very well. Fry Daddy. You know what I'm saying? Cuzzo.
What up, though?
I see you out here in the motherfucking cutoff down there with some heat.
Man, it's hot in this goddamn house.
Mm-hmm. I feel it. I got the fan on me right now. Pointed directly at the gooch.
Ew. Brother, no. I didn't need to know that, brother. Why was that? Why was I told that? Right, that's a gooch. Nigga, what?
It's hot.
That was a little Diddy.
I hate it.
That was Diddy fired and fried. Brother. Wow.
I told you what time it's done. Oh, my God. All right.
What are you doing, cousin? Brother? Gosh.
Absolute mayhem. Listen, we've been in Discord running the dirty water degenerates, the dirty water dungeon. Listen, this is where all the non-filtration happens. So that's what type of time I'm on. I apologize. I need to reset my filters.
The dirty water debutantes.
Oh.
2.0.
Shout out to Flint.
Wow.
Yo. Oh, right, brother. My week was exceptional. I had a great time this week, you know. Wow.
It's so happy for you.
That's it. Flint, Michigan crew.
No, I was talking to my nigga Flint. I'm not going now. Damn. Wow.
Yeah, brother.
I wasn't going there. That's crazy.
What did I do this week? You know, it was 420 this week at some point.
No. Wait, what?
Did we cover? Well, I don't know the dates.
Nigga, it is the 28th. 7th.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well,
30th, technically. 29th. Technically, when they did, well, no, it's not. It's fucking 30th now. But anyways, who the fuck cares? But nigga, I was excited
about this week.
We are far away and removed. But I'm glad that, you know, it hasn't affected your memory at all, your consumption.
I'll tell you this. Sam's has a Member's Mark Reposado tequila.
Oh.
For $16 for a fifth. And it is delicious, you know.
Shout out to those
this week. I've just been
Sam's.
I've just been putting dubs up in the chat for what have I been playing? Fort Nizzle.
Mm-hmm.
Got me a solo dub today. Just I'm ready for the world.
Man,
my week was good.
That's great, cousin. I love that for you. Glad you had a great weekend. Young Martin Navratilovos.
You know.
Yeah.
What did I do this weekend?
You writing adulting. More bangers?
A couple. Writer's block, then
spun the block on me, but we're gonna get it back. We're gonna be get it back in blood.
Wow, that's crazy. Where's your girl at right now, man?
She is in the room playing PS5, healing up. She just got the fresh tat, got the half sleeve cracking, so she's chilling. The kids asleep, quiet, not bothering me. Love this for me. And I'm just, posted up with my brothers before I go to this stupid-ass job.
Damn, you can't even clap no cheeks. Well, technically you can. You just got to have her hold her arm in the air.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Man, it's a struggle at this point. Like, just like, heal up.
Babe, this is a new, new position. Watch.
Nigga, it's just doggy style. Doggy style for everything, dog.
Oh, God. See, you got to understand, like, that's literally... God created that for us. Not only do we do it, the animals do it. It's universal. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can't lose with that.
Look, you're in a tight pinch, need 7 minutes, donkey style.
That's, get you together. Off.
You know what I mean? You got like what, 30 seconds on the clock? You just need to score four. You know what I mean? It's just enough time to show out.
Yeah,
and
one
just, hit the line.
You just squat and thrust.
You know what I'm saying? Good for the hips.
Who's gonna win the race to this net? I put all faith in myself.
Wait,
you say name, Bolt.
The episode title: Nut Races.
Oh my God! Come on. People, guys, like,
I believe wholeheartedly in myself.
Oh no, the champ. You know what I'm saying? Like you got, hey man, if you're not winning, you lose.
Exactly. And if they say in sports, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, it don't apply in real life, but in sports it kind of do.
You know what I'm saying?
Jesus.
If you want to be extra, if you stretch that day, throw a leg up on the bed. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
Look like you're stretching your quad.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? And the control clap hit different. Cause you
oh, my girl trying to
out.
Choke me, bitch. No, I don't want. Wait a minute.
It's like, oh, right. Wait, you don't want the kids to wake up, so you got to control the clap.
Where did you learn this? Nope, I don't want to know.
Yo, wow.
Oh, shit. My weekend was great. I didn't do nothing. Other than work and then do more work as an artist. That's great. That's all there is to it. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, it's like it's the same shit all over again, man. Same shit all over again. I'm learning shit. We're doing more work on the studio. I have a project that actually I have like three projects I need to finish this week.
Ahun Van Gogh.
Yeah, no, more like Da Vinci.
Not like Ahon Warhol or nothing like that.
Ahon Basquiat?
Yeah, that too, but like
Da Vinci. Basquiat?
Basquiat. Ahon Basquiat is nuts.
The Hotel Thotty?
Oh. Calling me Basquiat is nuts, bro.
Hibachi chef got some hibachi and left.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro, go ahead and add that to your
I got it.
Your long list. Basky thought.
Yeah, girl, you want to try this paint?
It's non-toxic.
non-toxic.
Yeah, I'm looking fucking sick. Can I paint you?
The paint is non-toxic. I ain't say shit about me.
Hey, yo, the paint is non-toxic. Hey, say shit about me.
Oh my God.
But the paint is toxic because you're giving her a baby. So babies are toxic because they eventually become adults.
Toxic adults. I see what you did
Damn.
There. Yeah.
Hey, but if you don't get it all the way on the canvas, it's just watercolors. And that's harmless.
Yeah, Squirtle.
You know what I mean?
This nigga out here painting by numbers.
Oh, watercolors.
X marks the spot. He says squirtle slide.
Watercolors. Busting a nut and saying watercolors is nuts.
Oh, yeah. Crayola. Like, wait, it don't count. I missed
color pencils.
It's not permanent. I didn't hit none of the canvas. I just
markers.
I got the frame.
Oh my god. Oh,
no, if you get her frame, it's not on the canvas. And you know what I mean?
It's not permanent. Acrylic. Acrylic is gonna stick.
Like, hey girl, that what you mean? This is
chalk. Oh, chalk.
Routine watercolors.
Pastel. Oh my god, pastel. Oil color. Oil paint.
I done stained my shirt.
Yo, niggas with oil paint need to go get a checkup. I'm sorry.
Because once you get on your clothes, you gotta throw that shirt away.
Yo, dude.
Look, bitch, I'm trying to use this paintbrush on your easel. What's up?
Oh, gee. Let me etch this sketch real quick.
It's a couple niggas with some crusty paintbrushes. Pause.
Hey, bro, why are we even worried about other niggas' paintbrushes right now? Next, let's move on.
Oh, man.
Here go the line. The line is right here. Take up this shit.
Are we sharing paper now? That's crazy.
Yo. Listen, I don't want to get a used canvas. I mean, damn.
Nigga, all these canvases are used, my brother.
That's right. Who stretched the canvas?
Oh, that's why I said watercolors.
Nigga,
it's easier to cover it with your work.
Canvases are used, nigga. You just gotta paint better.
Yeah.
This is why niggas be using
all over this bitch. Oh man, fucking weak. Anyways, question for you, fellas. Something that Sloan tweeted seemed to take off this week.
Among other things. Oh, that was the thing. You know,
I
went viral twice this week, so on two different platforms. So, you know,
can't tell you shit today, huh?
Can't tell me a motherfucking thing.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying, brother? Not a single solitary motherfucking thing, big fella.
Not a single.
The algorithm was rhythming.
Mm-hmm.
All over that bitch.
I see what you did there.
You know what I mean? All over it.
But anywho.
But anywho. sir, can you reset your wholeness?
Oh, this one didn't go viral, but it did get a lot of attention. I say you can, but you can't move to like Dallas or Atlanta because that's where a lot of people move. You know, if like in my little hometown, people either move to, in the early like 2000s, people moved to Atlanta. In the 2010s, everybody moved to Dallas. Now, everybody, I think, is moving to Houston for some reason. Or I think they moving back to Atlanta. But either way, you can't move where people can directly trace your wholeness. Because, you know, like, in Atlanta, it's probably like 1,000 people from my hometown that live in Atlanta now. So, like, it's to the point where they have a function, like, every year just for them that live in Atlanta. And I was like, dog, like, say if you be like, yeah, I know this girl. She moved to Atlanta, but she from X amount or some city in America, and it just so happened to be, like, some dude he know at work hometown. So like, so like, if your wholeness can be tracked, it can't be reset. You got to move to like Denver or Charlotte, where don't nobody really care, or like Orlando, because everybody's a hoe in Orlando. Like
Tampa,
yeah, like Tampa, somewhere like that, or San Antonio. Your wholeness can really reset in San Antonio. Ain't nobody in San Antonio. Like, you would not bump into nobody you know in San Antonio. if that's the way you, if that's the Texas part, if you want to go to Texas just to start over, San Antonio should be your spot. And then work your way up after you've deleted some of the holiness off.
You had to get that off your credit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's like a bad credit, bro. You got to get that hoe up off you.
Damn. Getting good credit with the wholeness.
I mean, I will say honorary mention. I'm throw LA in there just because half the people from LA aren't from LA.
Transplants.
All you niggas moving there thinking you finna live the dream, end up working at a Starbucks or dancing, you know, doing bottle service. And more power to you, you know, get your tips. Or you know, make the fuck out of them lattes. But
just make so you the know, fuck out of them lattes.
It's crazy.
Oh God. Cause I mean, how many times
make them lattes, nigga?
I'm like, oh, what do you do? So, you know, I go on auditions and you know I'm working at a what's the bougie name for a coffee shop? It's really Starbucks, but they just be like, oh, I work at a cafe. So, nigga, get a job at a brewery. Niggas would be too drunk to care about what you're doing.
Wow. Marty, bougie ass.
Or start wearing a Rey Mysterio. Like, I feel like luchador mask. Like, you know what I mean? Just have an alias.
What? Why?
I mean, if you listen here. Like, if you really trying to be covert, you know what I'm saying? The way of the lucha might be the way what you need. You know what I'm saying? If you're already jumping off the top rope, you know what I'm saying? You might hit a bitch with a Hurricane Rana. You might as well channel your inner Rey Mysterio and get in there. Just in the coochie. Just you scream lucha. The safe word is lucha. And then you go on about your business on to the next match.
But you got to chant it.
Lucha, lucha, and then you dip out. It's like, all right, I'm tagging out John Cena. That's when you tag John Cena, and then you get out about your business. She can't speaking see him. You...
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Continue. I'm saying, about she to can't say see something him. Reckless. Oh, yeah, I was. You pulled me back. But I was just saying, like, if you tag, fellas, just tag Cena in. You know what I'm saying? That way you're out. It's not legal because you're out. You're out. You're no longer a part of the match.
But who the fuck is Cena?
She can't see, nigga. Nobody can see him. So that's what, but he there. That's for vibe.
Jamal Murray no just boomed on LeBron.
Oh man.
Damn.
I feel like just every nigga should be able to tag out.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I can't do this. Or like a hot tag, and then you skate to the back, get on to the next town. You probably got a match there too. You know what I'm saying? How you gonna be a championship contender if you don't build the record?
Hey man, sometimes you gotta acquire belts in other spaces.
You know what I'm saying? There's a mania every year. You know what I'm saying? You need to be a top title contention. And sometimes,
listen, man, I gotta try and acquire as many belts as possible.
Oh God, like you got to get the record. You know what I'm saying? Just be like, bitch, I'm trying to be Goldberg right now. I'm 27-0 right now. Like, I'm not taking I've never lost. Just dip.
Never lost.
I wasn't pinned. I wasn't pinned.
I was trying my best. My eyes are killing me. At my
body. Like, it's like, it's not mine. I kicked out.
Yo, fucking, how many analogies have we done with this? I'm just trying to keep up on sports. You know when this is like open gym and niggas can just play whatever game they got? Like, yeah, yes. Soccer over there in the corner. But for real, if you want to play some dodgeball, we got that shit out that way too.
It's hey, like man. The YMCA made a way, man. You got options.
Damn. Foreshadowing. Is there anything else on a wholeness a reset? Like, there's not. I don't think so.
How many resets do you get?
Yeah, true.
And it's so hard it can allow.
Nah, because so you got to like start.
We only got three lives.
Like, look, because you could have been like, you could have been an all-star hoe in your hometown.
Yes,
like, loved it. Then a vacation hoe, and then you could just move and hoe in each city you move to.
Wait. Okay. So
Don't
if I'm
nobody know. Don't nobody know your body count in a new city?
so oh, so you just had a 10-day contract. You didn't sign with that team. So
Yeah, she
you
had
know
a 30
now it's
day
back to the G League.
contract, bruh.
It's back to the G League until you know what I mean. Hopefully you make a roster.
Yeah, she a free agent. She just out here doing dicks calmly.
This is true. Like sometimes she a journeywoman.
Look, somebody, sometimes you got to do a bunch of dicks or a bunch of clits until you figure out which one's for you.
That's true.
Some people figure out that their first clit is for them or their first dick is for them. Some of them need like 7,000 dicks and clits to figure it out.
You know, and an assortment of switch ups, but
Hey,
you know,
but listen,
to each his own.
being a dual sport athlete is a talent in itself. So, you know, shout out to them.
Yeah, or polyhexagrams or whatever you motherfuckers be doing,
Ooh, I want some Teddy
with you.
Grahams. Yeah,
Teddy
I'm
Graham. Do
hot.
they still make those?
Yo, you know the frosted Teddy Grahams?
They made frosted. What the
Oh
fuck is
yeah,
that?
bruv. You gotta get hip. I don't even
Oh yeah,
they got one.
we gotta do a cereal podcast.
Ah, just
Ooh.
best cereals or high snacks.
Okay.
Definitely. Definitely
Like
has to
what's
happen.
on your shopping list, your munchie shopping
Oh,
list?
did we just secretly
Hey, write that down for the next week.
accidentally
You know what I'm saying? Hey, we could
Matter
do
of
a
fact, I
draft.
got it. I got it.
We could hold a
Write it down,
draft for
Sloan.
the munchie snack, for the munchie bowl. You know what I'm saying? We gotta have a draft.
I ain't drafting
Oh.
shit. What I need to draft for? Nigga, I got $12. I'm finna go to the
Nah.
store.
So like Sloan, I know what he's saying. So
Oh, I
like
know what he's saying. Oh, I don't want to do it. I don't want to.
if I
What I need
pick
to draft it for?
nah, but if I pick a treat, you can't pick
No, fuck you.
it.
If I want that treat, I could have it. I'm a grown
Listen,
man.
I'm drafting Twizzlers, second
Oh,
round.
you can have that shit.
You can have it. You can definitely have
Hey, that's like the ugly white girl in the club. Ain't nobody gonna fight over
it.
her. Yeah, you
That
go.
is hate.
And then like right above that, like Twizzlers is for me. No,
That's the
I'm not
Halloween
finna.
candy that stayed at the bottom of
Right.
the
Right. And then like right above that is candy corn. And that's
pillowcase. That's
yo,
nah.
I'm
no.
frustrated because this nigga didn't even
Candy
say Red
corn.
Vines. He went straight to Twizzlers.
No.
And like candy corn is like the ugly fat girl. But she got a harder goal and she's a pro, she's cool at 3 a.m.
I mean, a six will
Fucking
turn into a
who
12 if it's
at
late enough and you ain't
3 a.m.
got no
is
options.
eating candy corn? Man, if y'all get to
Who at 3 a.m. is fucking fat bitches, nigga? Like, seriously, like,
You're
come on
right.
now. But
Touché.
like, I don't want to, because I do like
Wow.
ugly fat bitches, because the pretty fat bitches are getting cracked at 3 a.m.
For sure.
The pretty fat bitches is like the nerds candies. A lot of people love the nerds candies, and they
Oh
low key
man,
slept.
and they the
Like, we can't
one.
even do
Oh,
this. We
hey,
can't even do this. This has to be next week. This
the
has to be
nerd's
next
rope hit different.
week.
Oh yeah, for sure. It
Okay,
does.
yeah, we
Are
got
we
to do
done
that
with
next week.
our current topic before we leave?
I would say so. I would say so.
Yeah. And I
Speak.
have it written down for next week.
All right, cool.
Good deal. Let's switch it up because I just got hungry as a bitch. I need to take my fat ass to sleep. All right, fellas. Listen, we're gonna shuffle this. Let's see which one we want to go to next. How much drugs do you have to do to become an addict or to be considered an addict?
Does this not does this exclude like periods of time in life, like college?
I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
You know what I mean? Because you might just have been in a certain area that you just wouldn't normally have been in, but you get in where you fit in, and you know how people party is different.
Hold on, Marty. You were boofing bomb pops?
Nah, nah. I went to college in Arizona.
That nigga was doing whippets.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh no, I seen it. I definitely seen it. I went to Arizona State.
He was huffing.
You want a party?
Yeah, you want a party?
Yeah,
you want a party?
No, it was whippets, coke, and oxycontin. That was all of it.
Dirty. That was, like the there's a whole.
How you in Scottsdale doing fucking Yuma shit, like Yuma drugs? This is crazy.
Listen, they like to get on it. Don't be surprised. Turn your nose up. I done seen some shit, bro.
Oh no, no, I seen nobody turn their nose up. Their nose went right to it.
They did turn their nose up.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Do it.
Yeah, after they got done snuffing. Let's see. I would say what? Third time? Well, nah.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
How often during the week do you partake? Like when you got shit to do, like work or class or kids?
Because you could even think, like having a drink. You could be considered an alcoholic for real. To some, so
I'm drinking a glass of red wine right now.
But some people don't drink. Yeah, Yeah, I think after three, I don't know. I go by the rule of three. Like if you do it three times or more a week, yeah, for sure.
So okay. like you got to turn that into all things. So it's like
coffee counts too.
Like or niggas being gay. Like if you sucking dick three times a week, you gay. You sucking dick three times a week.
You gave them the first two free? That's crazy.
You gay, my
That's
dog.
That's what I said.
No, because you said like three. If you doing something three times a week, you addicted. All right, nigga. If you sucking dick three times a week, you gay. Sorry. There's no way to put that, big dog. This is not just a. Oh, you are experimenting and shit like that.
I was just here to check it out, see what was going on.
So, like, if you do coke three times a week, you a cokehead, nigga.
For sure.
So it applies to all.
Yeah.
Somebody's gonna be like, man, yeah, that's right, that's right. I do coke three times a week. I'm not a drug addict. I mean, I don't do coke three times a week. But yeah, nigga, shut up. You're a drug addict.
Yeah, I don't functional or non-functional. Who cares?
I'm a super functional drug addict. I don't want to function. My problem is I don't want to function without it.
Definitely. Bum bum. Gets stamp of approval by the courts. That's how. I mean, all right, Marty. What are your thoughts? Fell asleep. Or he got snatched up by the boogeyman.
Nah, he over there blinking twice with the mafia.
Yeah. Shout out to Blink Twice Mafia. Please don't abduct us. We would like to see our families later. Brother. I would
it's like if I try coke once, it's like, how was it? You don't really get a good understanding. And plus, you tell somebody, hey, man, I did coke for one time. And they be like, oh, bro, who did you do coke with? And then y'all happen to know the person y'all doing coke with. And he be like, oh, no, that nigga coke terrible. You got to try my coke. Now you got to try some different coke. You know what I'm saying?
So right. Like, that's like smoking time, Reggie. That's right. Like coke Reggie.
Yeah, so by that third time, you got to try some other coke. Yeah, after that, you addicted. Because after that third time, you was like, yeah, this ain't this. By the third time, you should be able to figure it if it's for me or not for me.
Yo, Reggie Coke.
So recreational doesn't count?
Uh-huh.
No, if you do it three times a week, nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm just thinking, like, every other, like, function or something. I don't know. I don't mess with the booger sugar, but, like.
Yo, is there Reggie Coke? Is there such thing as Reggie Coke?
I bring it right back to this. Now, if a bitch was a recreational hoe, she's still a hoe.
So that's code for I only make out when I'm drunk.
Where I only make out with everybody in the party when I'm drunk. Bitch, you drunk every weekend. You drunk on Thursday.
She a social hoe.
I mean, can you get like elective credit for having social skills? Like,
I mean, if she only a hoe when she's social and people around, that's not bad.
Yeah, I feel like that should count as an elective.
God damn, this boy Jamal Murray did it to them again.
Man.
Sent them home. Packed their ass up by LeBron.
He was trying to be Anthony Edwards tonight.
And the crazy thing is, LeBron didn't dap nobody up. They just walked off the floor.
Yeah, he's over this shit. Everybody's like, getting traded. Mark Phelps, RDC World, they're about to be at it again. About to drop another one. Can't wait for it. LeBron is going to be screaming in the locker room.
Okay, when are we going to acknowledge that Pelinka is the problem?
He ain't on the flow.
That's a true statement.
They're going to fire Darvin Ham.
Yeah, which is some bullshit. It ain't his fault. But I'm sitting here thinking, okay, if Rob Pelinka, you're supposed to be nigga making the decisions, and everybody know you don't make decisions, being a beta, why do you get to keep your job?
Good question.
No secrets.
I'm not going to be mad at the alpha for alphaing when you over here being a whole ass beta and you supposed to be the GM. Nigga, we'll make decisions.
Hey, we'll save that for Susio Sports, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Susio Sports, you know what I'm saying? Dropping every Wednesday or Thursday, depending where you drop, but always going live on YouTube and Twitter. Make sure you are following Susio Sports, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, fellas. Let's keep it moving because I think we might have touched it. Got a question for you. What's the coochie return deadline?
Explain.
And is there such thing as...
Okay. Because we brought this up. Yeah, so...
You brought this up, not me.
Finding your receipt. Like, you know, on occasion, like, all right, you might have... And I'm using purchase as a metaphor because we're not buying people. Relax. But I'm saying you made a purchase in terms of time like and this. Attention. You made a time attention. You know what I'm saying? You might have left the other stuff on layaway or took some stuff out your cart. You know what I'm saying? Because you decided. Okay, I wanted this, and then. You know what I'm saying? Like you might have tried to start to make the meal, or you might have opened the drink and realized that, oh, you know what? This ain't worth the indigestion or the hangover or whatever euphemism you want to use. This, you know what?
Damn,
I need to find my receipt.
This ain't even got all the pieces I need to build it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, I'm gonna have to return this. Like, look, nigga, I thought I was finna make some pasta, but you know what? I'm gonna go make some chicken instead. I need to go return this.
Damn, I didn't even know this included the daddy issues in the right corner.
I'm just saying, like, hey, sometimes you gotta find your receipt and you gotta make a return. It's inconvenient because now, you know what I mean? You might have to get in the car, drive to the store, wait in line.
Sloan, you ever run into that?
Was there
a timeline on the return where you were just like, you know what? Like, obviously, the coochie gets vended out of the streets. I think at least that's where some of those I don't got them.
It wasn't just the coochie; it was the whole package, you know. It's a lot to be wrapped up in them bad bitches that, you know,
man.
She be a bad bitch on the outside, but rotten on the inside. And as soon as you find out, you just be like, oh, wait a minute. Return the sender. Is it within 30 days?
Oh, God. You're like, I bought the cereal because it said it came with a toy. There is no prize in this box.
Yo, is that the reason why girls don't let you hit until after like 90 days or some shit?
The ones with trash pussy let you do that.
They make it sure you get stuck in a 2 year without if the warranty.
If she make you wait 90 days, that pussy is trash. I'm finna tweet that. I am finna tweet
trash,
that.
Trash, bro.
She, what if she care about herself? She care about herself enough to know that her pussy trash.
she tried to make you
fall in love with that personality.
Get that shit out of here. That personality
is not even funny.
That personality is only going to be that's going to default to factory settings after you lock in.
Look, if she making you wait to give off that pussy either trash or it's gonna give you something you can't get rid of.
It's like a Black Friday sale. Like, this is last year's model.
Black Friday pussy is nuts.
like these niggas is waiting in line to buy a $200 TV. Just because it's a 55 doesn't mean that it's not all 4K is the same. It's built the same. You know what I mean? This nigga, like, ain't no HDR. You know what I mean? This only got two HDMI ports. Nigga, I own three systems. Like, I can't even do all this.
Marking down clam is crazy.
Reduce market clam?
That's the title. Black Friday coochie is crazy.
Black Friday clams. Hey, Black Friday coochie, that might be it.
Black Friday coochie is the like oh my god, like nigga, you can watch it, like
clearance coochie.
Oh no, Memorial Day sale.
Oh shit. Yo, holiday sales coming up.
Holiday sales coming up. Everything must ho.
Everything must ho.
Big blowout.
Big blowout. Hey, no returns. No returns. Sales are final.
Oh, all sales are final and as is. We built this city.
Oh my god. Oh, shit. Ooh, fuck. All right. My apologies, fellas. I have.
Y'all are funny.
Oh, black margin. Fucking hell. All right. Black market.
Clearance coochie, black. Now, black market is like underground coochie. So
you need
coochie with a sale. So
you might black market. You might end up on the list. We don't want to do all that. That's crazy.
You know, clearance coochie or discount
black market coochie will have you get thrown under the bus in spaces.
Clearance coochie or discounted dugout.
Sorry, hold on. I had to try to sneak that one in.
What do you say?
No, I said you got to be careful with black market coochie because that could end up.
Yeah, no, definitely put us. Yeah, we got to chill out on that. But fucking Sloan is an idiot.
Discount dugout is not bad, bro.
Nigga. Been a whole bunch of bats in there.
Yeah, oh god, I think Black Friday. We gotta go Black Friday and coochie, and then you could find like niggas running into the store for $150 Vizio.
Yo, whole bunch of bats in that dugout.
TV ain't got no apps on it or nothing. You still got to use Roku. Like, what is the point?
Oh, that is crazy.
720
30 days. Is 30 days or 60 days? Is that the return date? Because
720p pussy.
Hey, brother.
I bet you said this was HD.
Yo. Can I at least get some 1080p?
I said 4K, not 4K. This is crazy.
Did you just say 4K pussy?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You know what, guys? This has been a night. hey, poor K pussy is taking me out.
Oh God.
Please tweet that.
Oh, Jack.
Yeah, poor K pussy is hilarious. I think I'm done. I don't know what else to do, fellers.
You know what? I was supposed to get ready for work, but fuck it. I'm gonna stay longer. That was we're rolling right now.
And it's like, is it
in tears right now?
4K. P-O-O-R-K or like
4K. No, 4K. Like
K or because pussy? Like
no, like, no, P-O-O-R.
Okay.
This is poor K.
I'm finna tweet that from the Susie Hill Boys account.
4K pussy is fucking sending.
Marty says poor K pussy.
Oh my God, my fucking chest hurts.
Oh my God, I'm not giving. You can't give her no HD at that point.
You could. You definitely can't give her no HD. No huge dick. No high definition dick.
Nothing. Fuck around and get some mono.
Oh, Jesus.
She got 4K 720p pussy. That's crazy.
720p pussy is nuts.
Oh my God.
My fucking stomach hurts so much right now.
Oh my God. It's like, what's worse? When you can see the pixels, it just takes. All right.
I got a question for y'all since we're here, right? Since we're talking about the deadline, this is, it technically was, it. This is like part two to this question. Does it, like, if you can't return the coochie by deadline day, right? You know, like how you declare for whatever.
You gotta release that shit to the streets.
Yeah. What happens if? What if you can you jump in the transfer portal for the relationships? The coochie transfer portal.
That's life. Every day is a coochie transfer portal if you're single.
Or, hey, in some cases, if you're smoking four.
All right, guys.
I'll bequeath my time.
Who's
queefing?
Them boys are Sue CEO. Yeah, just go ahead and bring that on in so we can go down. Oh. I'm going to go lay down.
Yeah, man. I got work at 4:30. Yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah, you know, so, it's hard.
Where can the people find you?
Not cheating on my bitch. I am not an independent wrestler. What are you talking about?
I actually signed an extension. You know
right,
I mean?
I signed an extension. You know, I picked up my player option.
And when I retire, I'm getting a Legends contract. I'm here for life.
I'm seeing niggas going back to the streets willingly, and I'm looking at the streets like, ew.
Brother.
What? Like, you're willingly going out there?
There's trash in the streets. There's
trash. There's crackheads out there.
It's.
Oh my God.
Like, you really want to go back in, nigga? Like, how can you go from your top value meal at McDonald's to going to get a motherfucking dollar menu, bitch?
You went from a double bacon quarter pounder.
Double bacon quarter pounder meal to a motherfucking 2-for-3 ass bitch.
They didn't even give you enough fries, my nigga.
You bitch on the daily double menu.
No, it was a Happy Meal.
Yo, didn't all.
No, because I got a free Happy Meal the other day, and it made me happy as fuck. I ain't gonna lie. I still got the toys. I know I got some shitty toys, but I still kept them, though. But yeah, these niggas out here stupid. You know, you can find me, Sucio Sloan 217 on everything. If you got a problem with what I said, drink water, smoke reef, wash your ass, mind your business. Fat women love you the best. Don't let nobody take your booty unless you want them to. And if they do take your booty, make sure they put a condom on. Safe sex is the best sex. Did I say fat women love you the best? We only like pretty babies. Cause I will roast your ugly ass child.
Oh God.
I don't care. I don't care. And the only person that's gonna get offended is you, because the ugly baby don't know they ugly. What else?
That's so true.
That's it. That's all I got for right now.
Marty, where can the people find you?
On the Twitter machine at @M_McFarthingYou. Instagram, @Marty_McFarthingYou. You're going to find me happily in the house. You know what I'm saying? 4K, you know what I'm saying? OLED, QLED, all the HDMI ports I need, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just enjoying, you know, my, you know, good heating, AC, you know, not outside in the streets. All you niggas sleeping on park benches, like, look, just don't get rabies. There's animals out there.
Mm-hmm. Heard. Listen.
Oh, wait, real quick. Tune in to, you know, that new Lucky Day single Hurricane just dropped last week. You know what I'm saying? It's doing numbers. You know what I mean? Go ahead and sign up.
Wonder who wrote it.
Album Algorithm is dropping in June.
Wonder who wrote it. Yeah, listen, ladies and gentlemen, 800 Shogun, always full of tons of fun, you know what I'm saying? Leaving your bitches high and dry like a raisin in the sun. You can find me on the Twitters, @Hun_the_Shogun. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at @A.Hun.TheShogun, and on Snapchat, @A.Hun_TheShogun. Listen, life is cool. Don't take this shit too serious, otherwise you'll never make it out alive, you know what I mean? Double entendre, think about it. Listen, man, Wu-Tang is for the children. Protect your neck at all times, otherwise I come through with the guillotine, chopping shit clean, if you know what I mean. Free Palestine, you know what I'm saying? Equality for everybody. It's not really that hard. We just gotta not
Fuck all that free Palestine shit. Free us.
Free everybody.
Nigga, I'm so tired of y'all sending $60 billion over there when y'all clean up the backyard y'all got here. We know what the fuck this is. This is just hand washing.
Yep.
Nigga, I don't wanna hear that shit. Man, fuck that shit. Fuck them niggas over there. Worry about what's in our own borders.
Or just stop being world police. I'm with that. You know what I mean?
I'm with that. Mind your motherfucking business.
Yeah.
All of these, y'all give me $60 billion and tell us we can't have universal health care. Y'all agreed to ban TikTok, but y'all can't agree on everybody on this motherfucking shitty ass country can get free health care.
Crazy.
I'm going home. Fuck y'all niggas.
Alright, niggas. SpongeBob, let the people know we appreciate them.
Thank you for your patronage.
You know what I'm saying? Episode 136 of the Sucio Boys podcast. You already know what time it is. I think Clarence Cooch definitely has claimed the top prize as the title of this episode. So make sure that you check the expiration date. Keep your receipts. You know what I'm saying? Keep your receipts just in case. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. We'll holler at you niggas next week. Make sure that you tap into all things on CDB Multimedia. Holler at you niggas later. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Let them know.